Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason, not a merry man, Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons who support us here on Patreon. We just got done talking about this month's book club, Quiver.
Book club! Trying to make this Masterpiece Theater.
Cool. And I was like, I have no idea what song you're singing.
Yes, I'm just, you know.
Are you Laura Linney?
Of course I'm Laura Linney.
I'm Laura Linney.
I'm English Laura Linney.
Yeah, she's not quite doing, she's doing like a mid-Atlantic.
Yes.
Like not quite an RP.
Welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra to talk about Kevin Smith. The subject you would never talk about on Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah, I mean, there is a Criterion collection of several of his movies for some reason.
All right, so we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
In comic books. They're tied together. He's never left. And he's never left comic books. I mean,
he's not writing a comic right now.
Sure, but he's always been talking about them.
So,
even though he's not writing a comic book, he's always felt like he's been a part of the comic book industry, even when he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, and he's always brought up, I mean, when people are always like, oh, who should they bring in to write X book? His name always gets bandied about. Like when the Tom King exiting Batman thing happened very recently, a lot of people were like, Kevin Smith. And like, cause he's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin Smith in the early 2000s, at that point, I think his last movie was Dogma.
Yes, it was writing pretty high.
Yes. He hadn't yet released Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, I think comes out 2001. Yes, it comes out 2001. So that's the same year as this.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, he's written Guardian Devil, mm-hmm. which he revitalized. Start of Marvel Knights, Matt Murdock comes out. Yes, a lot of it's a celebrity, but I mean, he made Daredevil a high selling title again. And Daredevil is still riding high off of that run, I think, still to today.
Mm-hmm.
He brings back Oliver Queen, Green Arrow, and Green Arrow's still around and leads into the series, even though Green Arrow's been canceled a couple times here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin Smith definitely has an impact into comic books.
He does.
Do we think this is a good impact, a bad impact? Let's just talk about the impact. Let's just see where this conversation goes.
I don't like setting the precedent that because you are a celebrity, you are allowed to.
He's not the only one that's done it, though.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And influencer culture has only added to this.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But I don't like the fact that people with whatever amount of clout are able to come in and say, I want to write Daredevil, or I want to write Green Arrow, or I want to write Batman, and they are handed it because they are good at something else.
Well, we just saw a very recent version of this with the J.J. Abrams and his son, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which was just
Lena Dunham wrote a god-awful Archie comic.
She did?
Yeah.
What was that?
I didn't read it.
Oh.
I read the first issue and
was
said,
it in the regular title, or was it a special thing?
Man, it was like, I think it was a miniseries.
All right.
We're
not fans of Lena Dunham.
No.
You can quote me on that.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're going to benefit from nepotism, at least have the decency to be good at it.
She got a big deal. Her production company got a big deal at HBO, and she's going to like be the showrunner of this series.
Yeah. People like to give her credit for getting girls with a one page pitch. And it's like, wow, it must be nice to have a rich dad.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, if you like girls out there, awesome.
We're not taking anything away from what you like.
But if you read the reviews of Girls, and I've seen a little bit of Girls, as far as I know, nobody thinks it's a good show or like it's not well respected.
Mm-hmm.
So I will just say it surprised me when she got a whole production deal off of this because I thought we were done with Lena Dunham and now she comes back. This is not about Lena Dunham, but yes.
However, it spins out into that thing where it's like, Kevin Smith was not the first person to do this either.
Who was the first person?
But he was the first person, I feel like, of the modern age to do this.
I agree with that.
The
internet age, you could say.
Yes, of the post-internet age. And at least he's had the decency to have some good comics come out. He's had some very bad comics come out as well,
mm-hmm.
In all fairness. And, you know, that can be tough to reconcile. Like, it's so funny to me because people were really, really mad. And people remain mad at the DC Kids line because they poached a bunch of YA authors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, they never wrote comics. So how come they get? And I was like, why were we not mad at Kevin Smith?
It's true.
Why are we not mad at Mark Guggenheim?
It's a higher bar.
Or Andrew Kreisberg.
It's a higher bar to go from movies to comic books than it is to go from prose to comic books.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, so like it's a tough conversation because I also love it when nerds who are fans get to work on something and do it well. And he also did that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it's two sides of the same coin. Like on the one hand, I'm like, that's so cool. And I love that you did it well. And I love that like one of us made it and got to do the thing. And the fact that, you know, he impacted two characters who later went on to have incredible television shows as a result of their popularity. Like that can't be ignored.
No.
And that should be celebrated. But then it's hard to be like, yeah, but you all like if he'd just been some nobody in New Jersey, that never would have happened.
Sure.
You know, and so
even if he had just been a regular DC comic writer at the time.
Absolutely. Sure.
Like, yeah. we talked about that. Like, I don't know if they would have accepted the pitch.
I don't think they
because he did,
or it would have been heavily edited.
Well, with Quiver, again, the story with Quiver, with Guardian Devil, which was the Marvel Knights,
yeah.
They sought him.
Yes.
Joe Quesada went after him because Joe Quesada was in Chasing Amy because sure. That's about the comic book industry.
Yes.
And there was Kevin Smith needed art. And so
he
liked Ash and he reached out to Joe Quesada and then he drew a bunch of their art. They became friends. Joe Quesada also is in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yes.
So he's in there. So Joe Quesada was like, I'm going to get Kevin Smith to write this. But I know for Quiver, DC did not seek out Kevin Smith. Like Kevin Smith went to DC and was like, I want to bring back Oliver Queen.
Right. And on the one hand, I admire that he did that and he put that out there and he manifested that and he made it happen. On the other hand, if I had done that, I would not have been given an Oliver Queen book.
No.
You know, like if I went to DC today and said, I have a great idea, like I can fix Tim Drake for you. Mm-hmm. Or if you went and said, hey, like, Bendis is great and all, but like I have the Superman story that's going to knock someone's sock. Like we'd be laughed out of the building.
Sure. Well, I guess let's. I think it's more unpacked if with Tim Drake because I they would never let me write Superman right out the gate.
Yeah.
Who would be a better?
Or if you were like, give me a Connor Kent solo series.
Yeah. If I was like, let me write Connor Kent because I actually lived in Kansas and he's going to be in Kansas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they would probably be like no.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's tough because if presented with the same opportunity, would I do the same thing? Absolutely. Would I hire all my friends to work with me? 1,000%. So, you know, it's easy on the one hand to talk critically of it, but I do want to acknowledge that, like, I don't know if I would have done anything different.
Sure.
You know, and all of us given that opportunity, I think would have done the same thing because we all come from that place of loving these characters. But in the larger conversation of, like, what's the impact in the larger pop culture sphere, I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know. Tell me your feelings. I feel like I've talked for a long time.
No, I mean, you can't deny it. I don't know. It's a tough tough one, you know, because again, it is.
And we strive to be as fair and balanced as possible.
Well, yeah, because it is that idea of like, yeah, he did only get the job because he was famous movie director, but he also did a good job.
Which was the comment that I made about nepotism. Like, look, if you're going to benefit from that, at least be good at it. And he did a good job.
Again, I gave Quiver 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
I think he knocked Quiver out of the park. I think his follow-up to Green Arrow, the other 5 issues, aren't as great as Quiver.
No.
I do like Onomatopoeia. I think he's better off hardly ever used. Like, he should only be used, like, once or twice. Guardian Devil is mixed. It's,
yeah.
I think it's pretty good, but I think a lot of it's the art, because Joe Quesada mixed off.
It's a great title.
Guardian Devil?
Yeah. It's a great title.
You know, but like I brought up in the main podcast, both of his Batman miniseries have not been good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Cacophony.
But they remain in print and people buy them because his name is on them.
Because his name is on them. And I know he's written a bunch of Dynamite stuff, like Green Hornet, whatever stuff. I haven't read any of that. But it's also interesting to see that I would say post Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, I also don't feel his movies have been great. Now he's been going to the world of podcasting, and I enjoy
and television director.
Fat Man Beyond, I think, is a great podcast with Mark Bernardin, and Hollywood Babylon is great. But we're specifically talking about comic books. You know, I'm very intrigued to see like how does Kevin Smith showrun a Masters of the Universe series, because we've never seen him run an animated show before. Yes, I mean, he didn't technically run the Clerks room. He was a part of it. They gave that, I think, to Dave Mandel, who came from Seinfeld. And then Paul Dini was also on that show, which is, and he was coming off of WB Animation.
I'll tell you what I would like to see from Kevin Smith.
Sure, go for it.
I would love to see Kevin Smith take his script for Clerks 3.
Which I so want to read. We talked about this before.
Change the names
mm-hmm.
and make it a graphic novel.
Oh, interesting.
I would like to see Kevin Smith do something truly independent. Because that's where I think his voice really resonates. And that's what we like. We like Kevin Smith because we like who he is as a man. Or at least who he presents to us as his public
face. We like
face.
Him as a person.
We like, yes. We want to be his buddy. Like,
yep.
I'd go have a beer with Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
No problem. I'd have dinner with him. Like he's a person that we kind of want to get to know. And mm-hmm. I think that if he did an indie, like, slice of life, and it doesn't even have to be his life, but like a very grounded graphic novel.
Where he could do anything he wanted to.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
Interesting.
That's
a good call. Yeah, like what would be his graphic novel where he could just do anything he wanted
to?
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Also, we want to couch this all in with, like, again, we're fans of Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
We like Kevin Smith. We've
been to several of his shows.
We've paid for Kevin Smith things. Yeah.
We went to his Frasier podcast.
We went to his Frasier podcast, Talk Salad. Yes.
That has maybe 50 entire episodes.
I think it was the last episode they ever did before they took this giant break.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. We've paid for stuff. So we like him. But again, we like him. We're a fan of him. We're having an objective conversation about him.
And the reason that we keep bringing this up is because he is a beloved figure and we don't want anyone to get mad.
Well, again, like, look, I love Superman, but it doesn't mean that every Superman story is the best ever.
Right.
I like Kevin Smith, but it doesn't mean that everything Kevin Smith writes is gold. It's the same as us.
Yeah.
Like, you might like Jupiter Jet. You might hate science. You might like science. You might hate Jupiter Jet.
You might like...
That's totally fine.
You might like History Lesson and not like our YouTube videos.
Yeah.
All of that is fine.
It's totally cool. And you're not going to like everything a creator... So that doesn't mean that just because you don't like somebody... You can love somebody and have an objective even, I would say, a negative conversation about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that doesn't mean that conversation is any less valid because you're just like, well, hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
My problem is where every conversation is like, but everything he does is so amazing. It's so good. It's my argument for the thing that I'm chiding against really hard right now is that everybody is calling everything that Marvel Studios does perfection. And I have problems with a lot of Marvel movies. This is not that podcast, but I'm just making that point. Trying to think about what Kevin Smith should do. I will say this. I have been jonesing for a Kevin Smith television show.
He should have a daytime talk show.
No, I meant like whatever his television show is, like whatever his original idea, 10 episode live action show is.
Well, they greenlit that and never got made.
Well, he's
that Weed Shop one that they announced like 6 years ago, 5 years ago that he was going to star in.
Well,
and showrun.
I mean, he was supposed to be the showrunner of Sam and Twitch for the BBC, and that seems to have just gone away. He's attached to this Howard the Duck animated show.
Those Hulu shows just never going to happen.
Doesn't seem like it's happening either.
I just think people love him at his best when he's just Kevin Smith.
And talking on his podcast.
So I'm like, give him a daytime or a nighttime, give him a talk show.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith and Friends.
I mean, to be honest with you, I really thought he hit on something when he started doing Smodcast Internet Radio every day, every morning. I actually, to be honest with you, I listen to it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think he should do the thing. And I get it. People, television and all that other stuff pays so much better. So
I get it.
I get why you take those offers.
And look, we would love to
we
have
would take
the same
them
offers.
Too. I don't know. Yeah, I really think like him doing like a Mark Maron or a Joe Rogan, where it's him at a table talking with somebody for 2 hours. It would just be like, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
But I still think he has some stories in him. I think he still has some good stories. But he's definitely changed comic books. You can't deny it.
I think he's changed. I would even
for the
give
better.
Him as much credit as saying he's changed the pop culture sphere.
Yeah, I'd argue that.
He has, what he did with podcasts, and he got on podcasting pretty early, and he wasn't
2006.
Even, he wasn't even one of the first ones, but he was in that
he's in that first
camp.
Year, yeah.
He pivoted it to what we were allowed to say and what we were allowed to celebrate and making it a viable thing to do. And I have immense respect for him, even if I have mixed feelings about each individual project.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
So I guess overall, let's talk about this. Do you think Green Arrow is better off now because of Kevin Smith or not?
Yes, I definitely do.
Okay, why?
Because he made Green Arrow relevant.
Okay.
He made literally anyone care. And whether that was through the power of his celebrity because they loved, I don't know, Clerks or whatever, any of his other movies. Ultimately, if that's what happened, good for Green Arrow. I mean,
can I make a slight change to your thing? I think he made Oliver Queen relevant.
Fair. I mean, I do love Connor Hawke.
I would have been fine too.
If it was just Connor Hawke forever and ever, because Connor Hawke, like all of those great 90s characters, got shafted.
They did. All of them are gone now.
Yeah. And the ones like Kyle and Tim who are like clinging to life are, they're really doing them dirty right now.
Kyle is actually the one that's doing the best right now. He's in just books.
Yeah.
He's lucky that his franchise is not singular. Like you can have like thousands of Green Lanterns, so it's okay to just have Kyle over there.
Yeah, but like Tim and Con and Cassie are all kind of like a
and
mess, right?
Wally West is the one that's been done the dirtiest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff Johns.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought, but it's
okay. Sorry. Made Green Arrow relevant or Oliver Queen relevant.
Yeah.
Is where we were.
He did. So thank you.
Good enough. Thank you, Kevin Smith.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Again, we're fans of Kevin Smith. You can have multiple views. But I think most of our super friends at the Patreon know understand that. I
think so.
Look, I'm saying this because
we have friends in real life who are like diehard Kevin Smith fans, and we have had passionate and friendly disagreements with them over it.
Yeah.
So I think that's why we keep couching it that way.
Well, I just want to couch it that way because I'm worried of the one day that we get on Deadline where people are just like, Ashley Robinson called Kevin Smith a fat piece of shit. And you're like, that's not what we said.
I never called him a fat piece of shit. I did say I thought it was silly that he put his characters in The Flash, and I stand by that and I will die on that hill.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I mean, you also like, I think the biggest one is that you said that you thought Mia was him building a movie role for Harley Quinn Smith.
He's done that.
He has done that.
So it's It's hard not to take that past tense reading of it.
I'm just saying Deadline, you cannot quote Ashley Victoria Robinson as that quote because that's not what she said. And if you do quote that, fuck you.
That's not what I said.
There you go.
You said it seemed like that.
Also, don't call anybody snowflakes or SJWs or...
Well, you can call me an SJW.
Any of those other stupid words. Don't label people. We're all people.
Labels are for cans, man.
Ooh, I like that. Where did that come from?
That's like a hippie bumper sticker from the 70s.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like that. That's really cool.
I punch my microphone.
That's really cool. I like that. I'm going to steal that. Labels are for cans, man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You're welcome.
What are cans? Like, is that a...
Like a tin can.
No, I know, but like, are cans like just dummies? Humans? Humi dummins?
Yeah.
Dummy humans?
Yeah. They're everyone on my Twitter list.
What do you think about Oliver Queen's appearance in our show?
I thought he sounded like Stephen Amell.
That's very kind of you, and I think that's a perfect way to end it. Thank you so much, all your patrons, for listening to this episode, for supporting us over here on Patreon. You let us get these conversations where we can get real, and we can say shit, and kangaroo apples, all those kinds of things.
I can't believe you said that.
They all mean balls. I hope you got the joke. I thought it was a very funny way to advertise a...
I can't believe you got after me for saying that Black Canary got wet after that commercial.
Look, I'm just going to say this. All those...
Euphemisms?
Euphemisms were not the same as directly labeling it.
But that's also what... That's what they say in the panel.
I know. Oh, I guess. Fair point.
Because she's like, my hands are wet. And he's like, I'll make something else wet. And I was like, really? In a Green Arrow comic?
Yeah. I guess so. There was a moment where I was like, oh, I wonder if there are a lot of parents listening to this right now that just turned it off.
Well, let's be, I don't think most parents, we do have some young listeners.
We do.
And we truly love them so much.
I think we do have some young listeners to the Patreon GHL Extra as well, which
I
is
hope not, because we swear on this.
Well, I've heard many parents say that they've turned this off, and when listening to little kids, and I say, good fucking job. That's fucking right.
However,
you don't fucking let your kids fucking listen to this.
I would hope that
we're like a Kevin Smith movie.
When people look up Quiver, that they know enough not to have their kids listening to it.
Now we're a Kevin Smith movie, and that's why we say thank you so much for your support, because you guys allow us to do all this fun stuff behind a paywall, which is awesome. And we like having you here.
Yeah.
That's great. We had some great questions too for Quiver.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. I am Jason, not Kevin Smith Inman.
I am Ashley, not looking forward to reading Watchmen, Victoria Robinson.
Bye.